Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't rule the list, then you probably are days away.
When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts. And here we are today with a special show. We're speaking this Saturday morning with Nancy Gugino from the Brothers of Mercy. And everybody knows for some time my involvement with the Brothers. It goes back to when I was a young man of 11 years old, and my grandfather had a stroke. And my mother called the Traveling Brothers. They rode their bikes, and they came to help you. And Brother Xavier, who just passed, came to our house on Edison Street on the east side of Buffalo to help my mother on his bicycle when he had his stroke. And then we happened to, years later, move into Clarence, as everyone knows, and Brothers of Mercy, literally on my corner. Got to know Brother Jude, who was the provincialate for many, many years, and he had asked me to help out with some fundraising, and that was 20 years ago. Nancy joins us on the live line. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure. You know, going back 20 years when Brother Jude first asked me to help start the Caritas dinner, it seems like yesterday.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about that it started in a church hall as a small event, just trying to raise a little bit of money, and what it has grown to. And that brings us to our current event. We're going to TV for the first time, thanks to John DeShula and WBBZ.
Yeah, and of course the reason was that the event was scheduled in May, and you know, nothing was happening then, and even now we can only have 50 people. So the decision was made to kind of revamp the fundraising initiative into kind of a telethon.
Yep, it's going to be just like the telethon that you've seen in Western New York for a very long time, but ours will be a little bit different. We're going to give a lot of history. We're going to give you a lot of footage of the campus, all the communities that serve so many people in Western New York, and we're going to showcase our brand new community, a brand new memory care with assisted living and enhanced services. We're so excited about it. It's opening in a few short weeks.
Nancy, for any of our listeners who aren't familiar with the Brothers, let's talk for a minute about the services provided and the legacy that was started in Germany.
Well, the Brothers basically started to serve seniors, people who were sick, the most vulnerable, people in need, people who just needed some gentle support. They came to the United States in 1924, moved to Clarence in the early 1950s, just opening a small community that served only 36 folks, and it has grown to serve well over 1,000 annually with a employee base of probably about 600 people, and so many communities. And the new community will complete the continuum of care, so we will now have every possible elevation of care on our 126-acre campus.
And let's talk about all the communities that exist. Of course, we have two senior independent living centers.
Right. We have an independent living community for people who just want to be free from the shackles of home ownership, but are still very, very independent. They're still out there. They're shopping, cooking their own meals, driving. Then we have our new, opened in 2016, Montabaur Heights, which is considered an all-inclusive community. It has a whole host of services. So if someone needs some gentle support and a beautiful lifestyle, they can come to Montabaur Heights and have many of their daily needs taken care of while they're still living and enjoying their independence. The new community that's about to open will be assisted living and memory care with enhanced services in both of those communities. Everything will be under one roof. It's very unique because there are six individual neighborhoods. very small, very intimate, highly residential, kind of like you're going back home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nice feature about it.
So continuing my story, Nancy, which you're familiar with, when some years later we're living in Clarence and my mother had heart surgery, and she wanted to go to Brothers for rehab. And you may remember of wheeling her into the rehab center. This elderly gentleman approached her and leaned over to her wheelchair and said, "Hello, Mrs. Cortez, do you remember me?" And she looked up at him and she goes, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." And he said, "I'm Brother Xavier. I'm the brother that helped you with your father some 50 years ago."
Mm-hmm.
He remembered, and it was really brought it all back home for us that we're in the right place, helping Brothers of Mercy.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I actually toured the Brothers through the new community just a couple days ago, and such humble folks just trying to do the right thing.
Exactly.
We stood outside, and the Brothers just said, you know, I asked them, "Did you ever think you'd be serving so many people like you are today?" And the Brothers, and true to form, just turned to each other and said, "We can just serve so many more now." It wasn't about them. It wasn't about how big we've become. It was about serving.
Exactly. And they do it well. So the event is coming up the 18th, which is tomorrow. It runs from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. on Channel 5, which is WBBZ. John DiCiullo will be there along with Russ Salvatore. And I did a couple interviews of some people that are involved as well. You'll be seeing that. You can also watch on Facebook Live at Brothers of Mercy Campus. And again, that's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can text your support. Isn't that right, Nancy?
That's correct. Text BOM 56512. We're also kicking off our new Brotherly Love Club. It's a monthly giving program. And you can also donate on live at www.supportbom.org.
Well, we're looking forward to the broadcast in place of the big gala dinner tomorrow, the 18th, from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. on Channel 5 WBBZ. Be sure to tune in. And Nancy, we look forward to seeing you soon. And thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you so much, Dominic.
You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Okay, yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Western New York, and thank you for listening to the Home Improvement Show with Dominic Cortez. This is Richard Greco from Lakeshore Savings coming to you from our Main Street branch in Snyder. Our current home equity line of credit has an introductory rate of 2.5% for the first 12 months with no closing cost. Our 30-year mortgage is as low as 3.125%, and our 15-year mortgage rate is as low as 2.625%. Our checking accounts come with the added benefits of identity theft and fraud protection, cell phone insurance protection, travel accidental death insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts at local small businesses and national retailers. For more information about what I just mentioned or additional products and services we have offered the Western New York community for the past 130 years, please feel free to contact us at 898-2101 or check us out at www.lakeshoresavings.com. And as always, I wish all of you a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Come and meet me down by the shore, Lakeshore.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower-quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest-quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair, every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hey, David Bellavia here with an important TRICARE message for military retirees and active duty family members living in Western New York. Did you know that TRICARE Prime option is available to you through the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan, even if you live in a non-TRICARE Prime area? With Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan, you get high-quality, low-cost health care using local civilian doctors. Take it from Master Sergeant Ralph Sosnowski, United States Air Force retired.
I'm proud to offer military families this high-quality TRICARE Prime option. Find out more about the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan at martinspoint.org/buffalo. Or call us today at 839-0285. That's 839-0285.
And here's how you can learn more about the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan. Visit martinspoint.org/buffalo. Call 839-0285 to speak with a local health benefits specialist. Or best yet, schedule an information session at a time that's convenient for you. Get the coverage and the savings you've earned with Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
With manufacturing, there are a lot of parts, and with so much to keep track of, inventory, maintenance, employees, having the right MRP software could be the difference between doing and doing more. Odoo's MRP software suite integrates at every level with real-time communication, automation, and a lot more. So no matter what size operation you run, you can focus on manufacturing because you're an Odoo-er. Make time, make money. Go to Odoo.com for a free 14-day trial. Odoo.com. Now that's how you Odoo it.
So, you're cleaning up after dinner. The kids are loading the dishwasher. Your husband's scrubbing the skillet and says, "Honey, is it cold in here? Check the thermostat." But that's not it. Your heat is out, and you don't know why. Give Emerald a call. Our flock is always hovering, waiting to help your flock.
Comfort is always on call.
Staying up to date with the latest news and what everyone's talking about is as easy as asking your smart speaker to play WBEN.
Playing News Radio 930 WBEN on radio.com.
Hear WBEN anytime, anywhere. On the air at 930 a.m., online at WBEN.com, and by asking your smart speaker to play WBEN.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Step one, how about a new garage door? Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, keep your family safe. Step two, how about a new Gorilla garage floor like I have? Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. They add to the beauty and aesthetics of your garage, and often this is the primary entry point of your home. And lastly, step three, how about organizing your garage? The garage is the perfect place for items that you use often but don't want to store in the main part of your house. At Gorilla Garage Gear, we have the expertise and the specialized system to get them organized and keep them neat. Here's the best part. If you call right now, you'll save money. On step one, a new garage door, $100. On step one and two, garage door floor, $300. And on step three, all three, garage door, new floor, and organizing equipment, $500. Isn't that amazing? It pays to listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese in studio with Mickey Kearns, our Erie County Clerk, and Ed Rath, Erie County Legislator. Good morning, guys. Thanks for being part of the show today. We'll be talking about zombie houses this morning here on Hammer Time Radio, and an interesting little twist that the gentlemen will be reporting on regarding a lawsuit against a mortgage company. Before we get into that topic, though, I just want to give you both an opportunity to update the listening audience on how things are going based on the fact that we're still entrenched in the pandemic. I know, Ed, you're getting the legislature to move in a direction where you may help restaurants with promoting a longer outdoor dining season.
Yes, thank you for the question, Dominic. And as we come out of the pandemic and we're still working our way through it, we need to do whatever we can to help support small businesses as well as restaurants in Erie County. Because if anyone has struggled the most throughout this process, aside from us individuals, it's small businesses and restaurants.
Amen.
So we've identified $25 million of COVID money, which must be spent by the end of the year. And we are going to use that money to support small businesses and restaurants.
Is that federal money or is it state?
Yeah, this is federal money, which is designated for Erie County. Mm-hmm. And it will be clawed back or taken away at the end of the year if not spent. So what we want to do is allocate that money, particularly for restaurants, but also for small businesses, because they need resources to support their operations and keep their necks above water now.
So continue with outdoor dining with perhaps patio heaters and enclosed structures of some kind.
That's exactly right. And we've seen some restaurants already think very creatively when it comes to how they can do their outdoor dining, but they don't have the resources right now to build the heaters or to buy the heaters or build the structures. So this COVID money could go towards that because restaurants right now are really struggling, particularly now that it's getting colder out. The outdoor dining is not an option.
Exactly. Now, Mickey, you plowed through the pandemic, kept things going with closings, which is good for the bottom line for the county government.
It's really important. The Erie County Clerk's Office is the business office of the county. So if we think about all of those deals, we were kidding with Mike Baggerman. He just purchased a home out in Hamburg, in the village of Hamburg. We have a very competitive market. But in many instances, those interest rates and then those approvals by the banks were very important for people to complete those transactions. So we did not close. I want to thank the frontline workers at the real estate office. We've, like everyone else, the new norm, we didn't do closings. We've just recently opened up to attorneys. We've got the title companies in there. But we need that revenue. You know, as the legislature will be facing, I know our budget and the county executive will be facing a very tough budget again. But I'm very proud to say that the Erie County Clerk's Office is the business office. We generate revenue. For every dollar we spend on our employees, we generate a 50% return, 2-to-1.
Yeah.
So it's very important, and we just want to keep the economy going. We know how important that is.
We closed on our mortgage for our building loan for our new building virtually, and you wonder, when you go through that process, what's the real point of having to go into a specific place to close?
You're not going to do it anymore. You're not. Right. I'm just being honest with you. We took out all the closing room tables, and I want to thank the cooperation of all the you know, the ABA, the Real Estate Association, the bar. They've been so complimentary. We will not be doing that anymore. My first job, I worked at a law firm. I was a little runner, and I used to go down to the clerk's office and file my paperwork, and my first job as a paralegal. But, you know, that's changing, and it's the new normal, and I think many of the attorneys have conveyed to me that they're more efficient, that they're saving time, not driving downtown. Downtown, you're paying a lot of money for parking. So, once again, I think as we get out of this pandemic, business is going to be different, and that's inclusive of the clerk's office, where many things are done by mail.
Okay. So let's jump into our topic, which is zombie houses. We have had these gentlemen on a few times on this topic, but there's some news to talk about with finally some action against a mortgage holder. Before we get into that topic, though, as Peter Hunt was leaving, he was conveying to us the fact that our laws here really are prime to allow for foreclosures to exist, where in other states, that's not the case. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes, I thought Peter had a very interesting point to us in the hallway before we were walking in about how other states make it so that the banks are much less attuned to the foreclosure process.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it so that zombie properties are not a reality in other states. And there are laws and interpretations of laws, particularly in Arizona, which we learned about, where they don't have the issue of zombie properties because of the way in which the real estate laws are drawn up in Arizona.
It's who holds the title. The bank holds the title. rental until the mortgage is paid.
That's right. And, you know, that type of unique idea and creative thinking that's being used in other states, that's the type of thinking we need to have in Albany right now.
Is that even possible?
You know, Albany right now, I think, is in many ways out of touch with reality across many, many different issues, which we can get into at another time, Dominic. But the point is that we need to look at the new normal in a different way across New York State.
Yeah.
And this is a way in which something that's working in Arizona or in other states, we should take a hard look at in 2020 and beyond.
I know that we probably should say that we are glad that our numbers as a state for the COVID virus are, you know, down, even though, you know, it's still an issue. But I think that, as you've already pointed out, the restrictions on small businesses, especially restaurants, are so stringent that you wonder how many are going to survive this.
And, you know, one of the things that restaurants have shared with me, and I had a roundtable meeting in the village of Williamsville about a month ago, is that the goalposts kept on moving and the rules kept on changing for restaurants. And they did not know week over week what to do, how to structure themselves, how to organize themselves. So, again, our small business initiative, which is going to be targeted at restaurants, is going to give them the resources they need to survive through 2020, because many of these restaurants will not make it unless we provide some type of resources for the investments they need.
So the idea, well said. You can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects division. Go to Cortese.net for progress reports on the new Cortese headquarters at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, where, Ed, thank you for being there for our groundbreaking ceremony.
Absolutely. Your new facility is going to be beautiful, and it's going to be quite an enhancement to what's been a lot of investment that's happening on Main Street in Clarence. So thank you for coming to Clarence.
Yeah, we're proud to be there. We're proud to be there. Good morning from Dominic Cortese.
WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. One person is dead and five others wounded in a shooting overnight at a Halloween party on South Niagara Street in Lockport. Police identified Cheyenne Farewell of Medina as the person who died. Anybody with information is asked to call Lockport Police. The Buffalo Bills irked fans yesterday when they applied for a trademark on the phrase Bills Mafia. You might remember it was a term created by some fans like Del Reed of 26 Shirts. He wrote on Twitter yesterday he was contacted by the Bills and Pegulas about the trademark and assured that Bills Mafia will continue to be about the fans and our community. The state continues to urge people to wear a mask. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul spoke yesterday at the Jacobs School of Medicine.
Wearing masks is not a political statement. It does not define you as a person. It simply says, I want this economy to come back. I want everything that's closed reopened. I want to get back to the Bills games. I want to get back to every place that I've not been able to go.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And if you're looking for COVID shields, they've got those too, 36 by 24 inch with a pass-through or without. And they're on sale for you today. Give them a call, 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Join me for a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer train. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. This coming April 2021 is the perfect time to experience gold leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from the Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, train hosts dedicated to making your onboard experience as memorable as the scenery outside. All-day light train travel, breakfast daily and two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, a national park pass, and much more. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Hey, it's Bowerly. As the colder weather is going to be rolling in soon, let's talk about the trees on your property. And whether it's your residence or business we're talking about, now is the time to address any concerns with your trees. The only tree service you need to call is AJ's Tree Service. Those nasty winds, that snow, well, they'll both be here before you know it. If there's a situation where trees are threatening property damage now, it will only get worse once the rain and sleet arrive. Address your tree issues now. AJ's Tree Service handles every scenario regarding trees, trimming, tree removal, and AJ's Tree Service has that free fall assessment. AJ's will evaluate your tree situation, and AJ's Tree Service analysis is honest and free. Take care of your trees today. For a free fall assessment of your trees, it's AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282, 908-1282, AJ's Tree Service.
Fall in Western New York is a beautiful time. Let's face it, brutal winter weather is just around the corner. It's okay. We know how to prepare for winter. One of the most important things you can do to prepare is have the factory-trained experts from ABC Hardware help you select a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas backup generator or service the one you have. ABC Hardware has been selling, installing, and repairing natural gas generators for over 30 years. They are the recognized leaders in natural gas generators and will help you have peace of mind knowing that you have a standby natural gas generator ready for action the moment the power goes out. Don't let your family suffer without power this winter. Call the experts at ABC Hardware and save $500 on a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas generator or for complete maintenance to ensure that your existing generator is in tip-top condition. ABC Hardware, the area's natural gas generator experts. And remember, natural gas is your best energy value and you never run out of natural gas. For a free generator estimate, sales, or service, call 803-7000.
Good morning, folks. It's Peter from Indoor Air Professionals here today. And we are no escaping the fact that we're into the thick of the duct cleaning season with temperatures in the 30s last night, and it's only going to get cooler as we progress. So we've got Rob, who is an amazing indoor air quality expert extraordinaire, and he will get you estimated and scheduled for duct cleaning in a jiffy. Now, keep in mind, we're scheduling into about the second week of November, so you don't want to wait any longer. There's also the possibility of getting on a move-up list if you have medical issues that need to be dealt with there. But also, I want to point out that Rob is a wonderful mold expert. He's certified to the hilt. So if you have any questions on mold, whether it's in your attic or basement or anything like that, and of course with that, don't forget about our high capacity dehumidifiers and our medical grade air purifiers, both standalone and ones that fit on the furnace. There's $300 off of either of the medical grade air purifiers as well as the high capacity dehumidifiers, and there's $35 off on duct cleaning. But you got to call Rob right now at 683-3000. That's 683-3000 for duct cleaning, mold treatment or abatement, medical grade air purifiers, and high capacity dehumidifiers. Call him right now at 683-3000.
Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't rule the list, then you're probably.
Dominic Cortez, my guest in studio, Mickey Kearns, the Erie County Clerk, and from the county legislator, Edward Rath, and we're speaking about zombie properties. First time ever for a government to sue a mortgage holder. Is that anywhere in the country or just in our county or in the state?
Well, we've had people threaten to sue, but for the Erie County Task Force, this will be our first lawsuit. So it's the first one that the West New York Law Center drafted on behalf of the town of Clarence, and that was filed at the Erie County Clerk's Office.
How far do you think it's going to go? Do you think it's going to go to court? Do you think it's going to just prompt the attention that it needs to get this settled?
Well, we talked about solutions. Mr. Cooper has been non-respondent to our request.
He is who now?
Doing business, Mr. Cooper, and that's Nation Star Mortgage. So,
That's the name of the mortgage company.
That's the name of the mortgage company. They're so bad that they had to have an alias, and they went to Mr. Cooper. What a name, right? You're afraid of your name. You got to go to an alias. But we want a result on that, and hopefully maybe they've been served. They've been served this week. Hopefully we can get a response to them. We've gotten great responses. I'll give you an example. Out in Kenmore, the mayor of Kenmore, we worked with the West New York Law Center. We were able to get a great response where a property was torn down by Kenmore, and then they're going to be reimbursed by the service provider. And now there's a lot that possibly a business owner will take. I mean, that's a great improvement. Euclid's a great street. Beautiful street, just was paved. So, you know, we're trying to have government work together, but in this instance, we've got no response. And we had a property out in Clarence, prominent neighborhood. The garage, there was just a few cracks when Ed and I were out there. Now the garage has fallen down. Talking to the neighbors, there's a hazard. There's young kids next door.
Sure.
That's not good.
All right. WBEN, it's Dominic Cortez, and in studio with me is Erie County Legislator Ed Rath and Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, and we're speaking about zombie houses and properties that are sitting idle with mortgage holders that are doing nothing about the fact that these houses are sitting and falling to rack and ruin. And I know a lot of people want to speak with you guys, so let's jump right in, 803-0930. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to get on the line. To Tonawanda next, first, and Ed, you're on WBEN.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure this is qualifies as a zombie home or not, but I've got a friend of mine who says that he's lived in his house now for over 10 years, and he has not paid a mortgage because they can't decide who owns the mortgage, and his lawyer says, just stay there and live there. Does that make any sense to you guys?
Mm. Well, I mean, there may be some issue with the mortgage holder and the fact that there's no true record owner. I don't know. Is that possible?
So in many instances, in cases, we find that, and we're concerned about that with COVID, that people passing in nursing homes, maybe the children live out of town. So the owner of record, the banks begin the foreclosure process. They don't complete the foreclosure process. So until that process is completed, what people don't understand is they're still the owner of record, meaning even if they're sent letters from the banks, they can stay within the home. Once that foreclosure process is completed, then obviously they have to leave. In this time with COVID, they tell people you have to go and stay home. Well, if people are thrown out of their homes, they'll have nowhere to go.
Exactly.
So it's probably a legal question, but if you want to send me the address, Ed, and I can look into that at the clerk's office, and I know Ed wants to say
another
something.
Comment as well is one of the partners that we have on this Zombie Properties Initiative is the Western New York Law Center, and Kate Lockhart and the leaders that they're working over there are wonderful at answering these type of questions. And I know that, Mickey, you have a very close partnership with the Western New York Law Center, and we would not have the success that we're having right now rooting out zombie properties if it wasn't for the Western New York Law Center. Yep. So, Ed, to the question here, I think go to those experts, and they could probably provide some solutions for you, and either through Mickey's office or my legislative office, we can make that referral to you.
Mr. Kearns, can I ask another question? This is regarding the Auto Bureau. I don't know if you want to...
Sure.
I find trying to work with your people locally is ridiculous. They refer me always to New York State, and I have to call a New York State Department of Motor Vehicles, and they will tell me it's a wait of 40 minutes. Is there anybody I can speak to locally just to get a form that I need?
Ed, we're trying to modernize the office, but what many people don't understand is we are agents of the state. So depending upon the transaction, I don't have authority over that transaction. Simple example of that is the computer system. If the computer system goes down, the server's in New York. It's not here locally, so of course we want to give the best service to our customers. We've just released an additional 800 appointments, but call my office directly, 858-6985. That's my direct line, and I will do the best that I can. We help people every single day. It's not a perfect system, but I'll give you an example. With the appointment system, we had 350 people come into our Southgate location. They were in and out in less than 6 minutes. Now, I don't brag about that, but we've got some good people. DMV issues are very technical, but at a course, sometimes you get Albany. And if you get Albany, you may not get the best service. Call us and let's see if we can help you. 858-6985. We'd be happy to help you, Ed.
Let's try and stay on topic, folks, on the issue at hand with the zombie properties. But I'm sure Mickey would be willing to take questions to his direct line, as he just gave to you, on anything to do with the clerk's office and with the DMV at the Auto Bureau by giving him a call. Let's go to Hamburg and speak with Dolores.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. I have a couple of questions and one very direct question. With this $35 million that they're going to claw back, it must be used by the end of the year. Is it a loan that you're offering, or is it direct payment to somebody who is renovating a zombie property? And if they are doing it personally with their own assets, is that loan, or is it a gift available to them from the federal government, please?
Yeah, thank you for the question, Dolores. Let me clarify what we were talking about before. This money that we are identifying is money that is COVID-related for small businesses and for restaurants. This is not specifically for zombie properties. What we're trying to do is access the resources that the federal government designated to Erie County and help out small businesses and restaurants with improvements.
I may have confused matters by asking you the question about the restaurant relief as relates to the it doesn't have anything to do with the zombie properties.
It does not have anything to do with the zombie properties. But to your question, Dolores, there are other loans that are available to you. There are all sorts of low interest loans, particularly as we're coming out of COVID, to help people to get the resources they need for the improvements at their houses. So talk to your bank or talk to any type of loan organization, because you can benefit from it because of COVID. Those interest rates are very low and the terms are very favorable. But again, to our point, we're trying to help small businesses and restaurants specifically with that money.
Okay. If you're trying to renovate a property?
Well, Dolores, we are... There is conversations, I've had conversations directly with the county executive on this issue. So there's nothing solidified. I know they're talking about evictions, and we did have a conversation the other day. There may be something being rolled out for property owners who are behind on their mortgages, but that has not been solidified. There'll be a conference call this week with the county executive's office, my office, and West New York Law Center. So, stay tuned. There may be something in the future.
Okay. Thanks for that question, Dolores. Let's move to Lancaster now and chat with John. Good morning, John. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. There was a zombie property next door to me. It was a business, and there was a real estate company that was selling it. It was in foreclosure, and the roofing and also the chimney was scaling and falling down onto my car, and I was trying to get a hold of the real estate company to find out who these people were. I finally found out who their insurance carrier was, and then their insurance carrier told me that they didn't cover automotive damage. So, what do you do in something like that? Like, how do you... My insurance carrier wouldn't go after that insurance. It was really weird. It was like they didn't want to help me.
I would say you'd have to engage with an attorney on that issue, and I would ask them... once again, whenever there's damage or there's fault, I think someone has to be responsible. And if it's the service provider, then I think an attorney. So I would engage. I don't know. Did you talk to an attorney on this?
Well, I only had about $600, $700 worth of damage. So, what would an attorney's not going
to. Yeah, by the time you talk to an attorney, it's going to cost you that much to even get a letter from them.
You might be able to legal aid. Sometimes there's if you contact the Erie County Bar Associations, they do pro bono work on some of these issues. So I would go that route. And if you want additional questions, email me at the clerk's office, and I'll see what I can do.
It would seem to me that there still has to be property insurance on the property, homeowners insurance on the property, right?
Correct. There, in many instances, once again, once that bank takes over that, they pay the taxes. This is why, from a business standpoint, I say to the banks, you want this property out of your hands.
You think.
And let's get it back to the people.
Exactly.
But you see, one of the things that John brings up is a unique question. And there are all kinds of unique questions that are tied to these zombie properties and banks, mostly the banks from outside of the area that are trying to skirt the rules and not fulfill what they have to do as a property owner.
I think they probably gave him the answer that benefited them, and it's probably not the truthful answer.
Correct.
We see that all the time.
Okay.
Time that was out front from the mortgage company or the people selling it, you'd think, because their name is on it and they're handling it, like I would have some recourse with them, but they're, they don't care, it seemed like.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with that, and perhaps maybe Mickey could give you some guidance if you give his office a call. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. We'll be right back after this. Cortese, your man for home improvement. Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get that on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them now to schedule a free estimate. Go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Pacific Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, where our numbers are response time. 592-ASAP.
It always feels cooler in the South Towns. How does your home feel this month? If you're chilly, call Vicinic ASAP. They have 95% efficient American Standard natural gas furnaces waiting for you. The benefits of heating with natural gas really add up, and you'll sleep well each night knowing your family is comfortable all season long. And for a limited time, Vicinic is offering a free humidifier with the purchase of a complete American Standard furnace installation. If you switch to natural gas, you can save. Get rebates through National Fuel Gas Conversion Rebate Program when you convert to natural gas. Your best energy value. From Hamburg to Springville, Vicinic is heating up the South Towns. Call 592 ASAP today.
Vicinic Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, where our numbers are response time. 592 ASAP.
Are you a business owner? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees, there is a way you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars each and every month. Here's the solution. Call Merchants United. Again, that's Merchants United. Merchants United has provided incredible savings to local businesses of all size, from car dealerships to retail shops to restaurants. They've even saved one business up to $90,000 in credit card fees just last year. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. With 45 years in the industry, Merchants United is the go-to credit card processing company in the area. In fact, they have one of the highest merchant retention records in the industry. Here's co-owner Dana Vosberg.
Allow us to explain all the benefits of what we have to offer and show you how we can save you up to 99% of your credit card processing fees every month.
Business owners, it's time to put money back in your pockets by saving thousands on credit card fees. Visit Merchants United at MUSaves.com or call 1-855-MU-SAVES. 1-855-MU-SAVES.
Jeremy White here. If you are looking to buy a vehicle right now, listen up. Maybe some of you are waiting for the government to approve a stimulus package in order to use that potential stimulus check to help you buy a vehicle. Well, good news. The owner of Riverfront, Marty Pecoraro Sr., does not want you to wait any longer. He's got an incredible incentive right now. It's Riverfront's $1,000 discount stimulus package. Buy any vehicle from Riverfront before October 31st and get a $1,000 discount. There's no need for debate, and it's already been approved by Little Martin and the entire Pecoraro family to help you get that vehicle now. Riverfront wants to give you $1,000 in assistance. Riverfront already has low prices on high-quality pre-owned vehicles, and now you'll get an additional $1,000 off the sticker price. So call Riverfront Auto Sales, 886-1626, to see how you can get $1,000 off your next vehicle. It's only at Riverfront Auto Sales. $1,000 stimulus, $1,000 off that next vehicle at Riverfront, 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
So I've known Bill Horbit Sr. for quite a long time now, like 40 years. And when you ask Bill, what's your philosophy for doing business? He'll shrug his shoulders and say, just do the right thing. That's right. Big L offers you the total trust guarantee. That means that if you ever have a problem, they'll take care of it. And with the Marvin Window product line and the ThermaTru door line behind them, that certainly is a very secure thing to be able to promise. They offer quality products with quality installation. In fact, when we were choosing a window for the new building, we didn't have to think very hard about that. We went to Big L, and Big L took care of us. You'll see the Marvin window line in the new Cortese headquarters that's being built right now. So check it out by driving by our location, or of course go to theirs at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. The phone number is 895-8484. That's 895-8484. The website is biglwindows.com. Proud winners of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award. We share that honor with my friends at Big L Windows and Doors. Big L Windows and Doors is a Hammer Time partner. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
A couple of minutes till top of the hour in news time, and wrapping up the show with Mickey Kearns and Ed Rath talking about zombie property. A texter writes, the largest zombie in Erie County that people need to start talking about is the hotel on Sweet Home Road in Amherst. What a shame. And I think we figured out where that is, right?
We did. It's actually at 1265 Sweet Home Road, and this is an unfinished, quote, zombie hotel. And we are already going to be reaching out to the West New York Law Center, working with Clark Kearns to get some answers as to what the status is of this hotel, mm-hmm. to make sure that the bank is being proactive and whatever responsibilities they have to upkeep and maintain that property, just like every other zombie property across Erie County. We are going to put the pressure on the bank.
Do you think, and this is probably, you know, not a fair question to ask because it's hard to know, but do you think possibly that we're headed to having more zombie property, both commercially and residentially, with the COVID era that we're in?
Double. I hate to say this, but when I was in the legislature, when we drafted this, unemployment was approximately 8 to 9% during the Great Recession. We're looking at 13 to 18%. You know, that's why I was talking to the county executive about maybe possibly using some of that COVID money to help people. But I'm a very optimistic person. However, I think that we could be looking at double the number of zombies going forward in the future if we, you know, if we do not get some type of stimulus from Washington, D.C. They need to help state and local governments. And it's going to be terrifying because you're going to be looking at, I know the county and Ed will be working really hard on the budget and our clerk's budget. We generated $7.5 million for the county, and we had to cut our budget $1.5 million. We could be looking at county layoffs.
And I'll tell you, with regards to zombie properties, if we're looking at double the zombie properties that we've had since the past, at least now we have the structures in place to fight the banks.
Right.
Because a zombie property is, if anything else, a public safety threat to the residents who live in and around a zombie property.
And it degrades the value of the whole neighborhood.
It absolutely does. Property values go down. But through Mickey's leadership in the Western New York Law Center, we now have the tools in place to fight to root out zombie properties. And that's critically important as we're trying to get this whole problem taken care of.
To Orchard Park and Dennis, good morning. You're on WBEN.
How you doing? Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question for Mickey. Mickey, I purchased a late model automobile from my son, and when I went on the DMV website, what I found
was because I have a, I split my time between Buffalo and Florida, and I have a Florida license now. I've had it for about 3 years. Long story short, your, I think it's the Form 82, doesn't allow entry my license ID number.
I'm going to suggest you give Mickey a call during the week.
Yeah, you can call
week.
Me, at, and we'll help you, 858-6985. Like I said, that's my direct number. We'll take care of you. We help a lot of people. 858-6985. I know Dominic wants to concentrate
on
zombies.
You know, it's
you're going to have to have me back just on DMV stuff.
Yeah, there you go. I just think it's off topic, and certainly I appreciate the fact that both of you are very adaptable to being able to be reached by the public, which usually government officials are not like. But I know that you both actually welcome that.
Well, thank you very much, Dominic. And my number at my legislative office is 858-8676, and my office is ready to mobilize and to help anyone who is confronted with the zombie property across the four corners of Erie County, because government can help solve these problems.
So that's important that the citizenship know that if you do see something in your neighborhood that's you are starting to have suspect as possibly being vacant, don't sit idly by. Give the phone call to these gentlemen, and at least you can start the ball rolling to investigate what's going on.
And even, Dominic, quickly, if you are facing foreclosure, contact my office. Western York Law Center, they're state-funded. That's free attorney service. It doesn't make a difference what your income was at the time, high earner, low earner, middle earner. Contact my office. We want to help people. 858-6985.
What kind of help would be available to somebody who's
legal work? Uh-huh. I mean, you know, many times people avoid. They get the letters in the mail.
Sure.
They avoid that. They're going through tough times, especially maybe a single mom.
Sure.
It just could be so disruptive, and many times these issues could be settled very quickly.
Give your phone number again, Mick.
858-6985.
And Ed?
And mine is 858-8676, and your government is here ready to work to help you.
Gentlemen, thank you both. And we've done several shows on this. We'll keep that pattern alive, and you keep me in touch on what's coming.
Thank
I'm
you.
Coming back for DMV stuff.
Okay. There we go. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, where we've been since 1989, right here on WBEN. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.